He got up and walked away. He's not even behind the mic right now, so we have no earthly idea what we're about to see.
Oh, there he is. Hi. Welcome
back to the next round, 2051. I got my shirt on.
What's a Jimmy Motorboat shirt?
Oh, man.
When did we get a Jimmy Motorbird shirt?
I don't know who y'all are talking to. I got voices in my ear. So much to talk about today on this Pick 25 Friday. It's Friday. It's done away with you. And you can't have the next round without me. And you can't spell me without Emmy. Anyway, we are here in the penthouse of the Palatial Blue Lake Center. I will give you our exact location after about 3 minutes on a 15-second ad.
Okay.
I want to tell you about the University of Montevallo. Did you know the Olmsted brothers designed the main part of the campus? It was a cold and rainy December night when Frederick Olmsted claimed to have a vision and... Wait. Hold on. Can you guys vamp a second? I got somebody tugging at my shoes.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. It's a character change. We got a character change. Who thinks next? Me or you?
Because I wanted out of the barrel really quick.
I think it's going to be you next, bro.
I could not imagine 3 full minutes of him making fun of you, Dunaway. I thought that was going to end poorly. So we now have a
character. Let's see if I can guess who's coming back.
Well, it's either me or Lance.
I was bald with big glasses, so I put the glasses on really quick to help out, to make it look right.
Right.
This is LT. This is LT. Nope, it's Brown with a zip up.
I got a zip up. He had that stupid Jimmy Motorboat. I have to say, Dunaway going on and on about that place. I needed to get in to say that in my hands, I have just received the Barton Offler Top 25 Rankings of Week Number 3. Now, this email is exclusive only to everyone. We're going to dive right in with who was left out. But let's put a pin in that right now, because I have breaking news. We have just received a refill in our studio Metal Musel Raider. Boys, it's time to get our fiber on. Oh, hell, what the hell was that?
I like your hair.
That hair?
I don't know.
I like your hair, by the way.
Yes, I think I'll shave it before I look like that.
Wouldn't it be easier just to build him a curtain just so he doesn't have to get up and walk away?
It's so thick in the back, though.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, well, that's the way his hair really is.
Is it, Jim?
Yeah.
Thick in the back?
Yeah. All right, Rockstar coming back. Only one person left.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be LT.
It's going to be LT.
There's really no telling.
He's having to put on some kind of great shirt.
I at least got the half zip.
Yeah.
Quarter zip I've been wanting.
Yeah. He wore a shirt under that, by the way.
He did. He did wear a shirt under it.
Yep. Of course, it takes LT longer to get ready, apparently.
The hell are y'all laughing at?
Is it LT or Harry?
Hey, real quick. Brown, where did you get those shoes? Did you lose a bet? I mean, those things are awful. They look like you bought them tomorrow. That reminds me. Last night I watched a hologram feature. It was a depresso drama that was completely in German subtitles. It was about a woman who got her fingers cut off in front of her entire family because she would never take off her expensive gloves. Anyway, I know we've been struggling in baseball this year, but we're going to bounce back next week. You know why?
Why?
That bad boy's Locktober. So, I don't know where the hell Dunaway and Brown went. I guess they must have shipped themselves. All right, well, I guess that's it. Re-elect President Sean McVay.
I really think at some point At some point, you got to do old you at some point.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's kind of hard to parody yourself.
Yeah, it really is. Can one of us do it?
Yeah, one of y'all can do me.
Well, I mean, Brown's great with impersonations. You do it, Brown.
Well, I don't know that I
have. Who has done a good job of doing a parody of themselves?
I don't know. It's a tough
one. Well, the only Saturday Night Live, they always get the guy they make fun of.
Has Eddie Murphy ever done it?
No. I mean, nobody really makes a... Will Ferrell is a parody of himself. Well, I don't think you've ever seen the real Will Ferrell because he's always in character of something he's made up.
Yeah, Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah.
Who was the... God, I'm horrible with names. I see his face.
Here we go.
See his face.
All right. Tell us
it's not Tracy Lawrence because he's a country music singer.
Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, there you go. Way to go, LT, on it today. Tracy Morgan, I think he does a really good job of parenting. Excuse me, I can't even say that. Yeah, parody.
Parody.
Does a great parody of what comedians are and humor. Yeah. I think he's fantastic with that.
But parodying yourself is hard because you guys...
Because you're yourself.
Yeah, but I know my quirks, but you can... The problem is when you parody something, you over-exaggerate. You make a caricature of them. So you guys are free to do me whenever you want.
Okay.
Write that down.
I'll work on it.
No, I do a great parody of me on this show every day because I don't really like commercials at all. I'm the old commercial-free guy. Let's do 50 minutes commercial-free. But I get us to break that you make fun of all the time.
You know when they do... You know when they do 50 minutes commercial free? Yeah. When they cancel advertising.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you know when you hear
4 hours of nonstop music.
Oh, so your station sucks so bad you can't sell advertising. Got it.
You know what that is?
Yeah.
That is Radio Free America.
That's what that is. Yep.
Rockstar, fantastic. The old us always scares me because we get closer and closer to that day. Every day.
By the way, I will show you. I'll walk in and show you the picture of what Lance's wig was supposed to look like.
Right.
They may have sold me a bill of goods.
I was about to say, I feel bad that you're buying all these props and you're having to dress up every week.
I love it, though.
Stuff from the closet.
Yeah, I love it.
Was that your Merkel you had on your head?
I didn't wear that today. Okay. That's private.
I think the company's paying for it, right? Hopefully you're writing this off.
You're at least getting reimbursed, aren't you, Rockstar?
Are
you turning these expenses in?
I got to get a TV for the house for the show.